Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The California Highway Patrol reports that three people died and a fourth sustained moderate injuries after a two-car collision just south of Crescent City this morning. At just before 9 o'clock, a Volkswagen driven by Darren Lewis of Crescent City was headed northbound and crossed over into the southbound lane and directly into the path of a Honda headed south, and the two vehicles collided head-on. The force of the collision flipped both vehicles and caused fatal injuries to the 77-year-old driver of the Honda and to two passengers in Lewis's vehicle. One of the deceased has been identified, 25-year-old Darvin Davis, but the identities of the other two are being withheld until family notification. The road service at the location of the collision was wet, and an investigation into the cause of the crash has begun. Hazardous materials crews were called to the scene because of gasoline leaking from the crash site, and that, plus the collision, caused the partial closing of the freeway. Officers from the Eureka Police Department, the Eureka Fire Department, and City Ambulance were called to the scene of a single-vehicle motorcycle collision on Waterfront Drive very early this morning. When crews arrived, they found both the driver and a passenger lying in the roadway. The passenger, 30-year-old Cara Banducci of Eureka, sustained serious injuries and was taken to the hospital and later transported to an out-of-an-area hospital due to the extent of her injuries. The driver, 41-year-old Michael Campbell of Eureka, was treated for his injuries and later was arrested on suspicion of felony DUI and driving with a suspended or revoked license. Campbell was booked into county jail, and anyone who may have witnessed the crash is asked to contact Officer Gary Whitmer at the Eureka Police Department. Agents from the State Department of Justice, the County Drug Task Force, and the Sheriff's Community Response Team served search warrants at two properties connected to 46-year-old John Cromwell and 42-year-old Elizabeth Olson yesterday. Agents searched their residence on Greenwood Heights Road and discovered more than $400,000 in cash and money orders. And earlier today, agents seized more than $100,000 from a bank account connected to Olson. Both Campbell and Olson were given notices to appear instead of arrested because of the four children in the residence. At the second location, agents searched a residence in the 4500 block of Greenwood Heights Road and discovered a major marijuana grow and confiscated nearly 4,000 plants and more than 100 pounds of processed weed. Charles Brutza, who was at the location, was arrested and booked into county jail. Sergeant Wayne Hansen of the Drug Task Force said that the string of busts over the past 10 days are not related. Eight candidates vying for the newly formed 2nd Congressional District will be at Fortuna High School tonight to meet local voters and then participate in an hour-long debate. The event begins at 5:30 and gives local voters a chance to talk with the candidates before they take the stage and debate the issues from 6:30 until 7:30. Susan Adams, Andy Caffrey, William Courtney, Jared Huffman, Stacy Lawson, John Llewellyn, Tiffany Renee, Dan Roberts, and Norman Solomon have all declared their candidacies to fill the seat. The 2nd Congressional District was formed following the state redistricting last year that saw current 1st District Congressman Mike Thompson left in the new 1st District. Thompson will retire at the end of his term. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
The Department of the Interior has issued a statement stating that the final decision of the removal of the four Klamath River dams will not be reached by the end of March due to a lack of action in Congress. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar announced more than 2 years ago that a settlement between tribes, the dam owners, Oregon, and California had been reached, but any final decision will be delayed. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar announced more than 2 years ago that a settlement between tribes, the dam owners, and the states of Oregon and California had been reached, but any final decision will be delayed until Congress passes legislation authorizing the secretary to make a secretarial determination, a necessary step to beginning the dam removal process. Despite the congressional holdup, the Interior Department will release its final environmental studies and analyses this spring. And Congressman Thompson announced today that as of a year from today, March 1st of 2013, the Social Security Administration will issue payments only in the form of direct deposit or as prepaid debit cards. The change is expected to save the federal government millions of dollars by not having to issue paper checks. Those who receive benefits from the SSA are encouraged to sign up for the new direct deposit program, and that change will not affect the amount of benefits you receive. For more information, go to www.godirect.org. Again, www.godirect.org. And that's your North Coast News on this Thursday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.